Our speaker is Ben Bailey.
Christians often sing the song, "There's a great day coming," of the great things that God has given to His children. One of those that we anxiously look for is the great day of God's Son's return, the great day of the second coming of Jesus. Hebrews chapter 9 teaches that Jesus will come again a second time, not for sin, but for salvation. The second coming of the Lord is one of the great hopes that we have in this life. The Apostle Paul wrote to Christians who had some questions about this in 1 Thessalonians 4, and Paul said for them not to be sorrow as others who have no hope. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so, God will bring with Him those who sleep in Jesus. He said, "For this we say to you, by the word of the Lord, that we who are alive remain, will not be caught, will be caught up together with Him in the air to meet the Lord, and thus we shall always be with the Lord." The second coming of Jesus is that great day of victory. It is a great day of triumph for the children of God. It is a day when God will punish the wicked people in this world, 2 Thessalonians 1, verses 7 through 10. It is a day when His saints will be glorified with Him, and a day when we will always be with God forever. It is this day also that the world will be destroyed. 2 Peter 3, verses 9 through 12 teaches us that when the Lord comes, there will also be a flaming fire to take vengeance on not only those who do not know God and those who have not obeyed the gospel, but it will also melt the earth and all the elements that are in it. They'll be burned up with a fervent heat. It's a great day because we know that when this day happens, we'll spend eternity with God forever. Now, friend, here's the question to consider. Are you prepared for the great day of God? Are you ready to spend eternity with the Father? If Jesus were to come back today, are you sure it'd be a great day for you? If not, you desperately need to do what they did in the first century. They heard the word, they repented of their sin, they confessed the name of Jesus, and they were immersed in water for the forgiveness of their sins. If you're not ready for that great day, start getting ready today.
Be the glory. This is the gospel of Christ.